Sounds real good. Sounds real good.
Sounds real good to me. All right, are you ready? Are you ready? Oh, this is gonna be a little brutal. Hang on now. Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a lawman. Patrol, canine patrol. You're driving that big station wagon with the dog in the back. How you doing back there, Blue? Yeah. You want to track down some maggots today, huh? Yeah. How'd you like to grab somebody by the doodad? Huh? You'd like that, I'll bet, wouldn't you? Yeah. Chew on them a little bit, yeah. Some maggot, hear them scream. Wouldn't that be great, dude? Well, as you're on patrol, sure enough, you pull up in front of what used to be your house.
Not anymore, since the divorce.
You pull up in the driveway and remembering the good times, and there's the new guy. The guy she's living with. In a house you're making payments on. He sees you and says, oh, honey, your old friend is here. Do you want to talk to him now or after we get done having sex? And your teeth start to grind. You turn around to the dog and say, how'd you like to just chew on his doodads a little bit, huh? Oh, wouldn't that be great? Yeah. Well, you see, the dog don't know suspect from innocent person. He relies on you for that. So when you say, get him, that dog will go get him. Yeah. You turn around to the dog and say, get him, he's got a gun. Chew him. Yeah, well, your ex-wife runs inside to pick up the telephone. Say, what the hell you think you doing? She says, I'm calling the police. She says, I am the police. She says, well, call on the dog. He's got my boyfriend. Look at him out there. That dog's in him. He said, let me finish my cigarette first. Then you casually walk out there, call the dog off, put him back in the car. Walk back inside. She says, is he all right? Well, he got tore up pretty bad, but I managed to save his doodads. She says, thank God. They're right here in this little box.